Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, you were. You
You're too faithful. Once you start all feelings, start upon to be. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name. We exalt you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do. You are the great I am. You are the lily of the valley. You are the early morning star. You are the land of the tribe of Judah, God. Oh, God, we trust you. We depend on you. We rely on you, oh, God. What a great prophetic word we got this morning from the apostle Titulaire, sent me a word this morning that was so powerful. I tell you, glory to God. God always take care of his children. Lord, a word of encouragement. Hallelujah. Telling me about how things are going to change and how things are changing. And trust the Lord. The Lord answers prayer. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we are just grateful this morning. We got this word last night. I was going to come on tonight, but didn't get in touch with the person, didn't return the call. So I said, well, don't worry about it. Just go on and do what you got to do and get out of here. And jobs are coming in. Jobs are coming in. So we are thanking God that we are able to do what he called us to do. Because when the Lord bless us, we have to bless somebody. That's what it's all about. He blesses us so that we can be a blessing, not so that we can push our chest up. Because I don't have this together. I won't tell you that. I don't have it together. But I know the one who has it together. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Many people think they have it together, but I know I don't. I am holding on to the skirt, to the hem of his garment. For what I need. Father, we just ask that you bless the airways. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning, blessing us with the gift of life. Lord, for keeping our hearts pumping on our lungs breathing. Oh, Father, we pray this morning that God, that you will clear the atmosphere of every satanic power, every demonic power, every sorcerer, every warlock, and every witch, oh God, that would come against Blog Talk Radio, Lord, and Blog Talk family. Lord, we ask, God, that you, God, arrest every every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer, oh God, every name caller, every gossiper, every liar, God, every cheat, God, we ask you to arrest them right now and put spiritual handcuffs and spiritual muzzles on them that they will not be able to talk, oh God. Oh God, we declare fire. We declare, oh God, the power of God against the enemy of this Blog Talk Radio, against the church, oh God. We declare the power and fire of God, oh God. He said, not by power, not only fire, but by power, oh God, not by power, not by might, but by his spirit, saith the Lord. We pray this morning, oh God, by force, by fire this morning, in the name of Jesus, we pray. We're talking this morning, the word of God, spirit of backsliding within the church. You know, the spirit of backsliding within the church, and the subtitle, divisiveness and immaturity. Divisiveness and immaturity. The spirit of backsliding within the church. And the subtitle, divisiveness and immaturity. A lot of people are immature. They think they're mature. They think they got it all together. But they're immature. They seek to destroy what God has put together, but no one can. I have experienced the same spirit in 2011, but we are still standing. Blog Talk Family is still standing. Blog Talk Family is not just here on the radio. Blog Talk Family is all over the world. All over the world. I was surprised when I got a message from that mighty man of God. He's reaching millions of people. The man that God used to open blind eyes and cause the crippled to walk, the dumb to talk, the deaf to hear. He operates in the gifts of the Spirit. But he sought to take time to write me several encouraging messages. Here Paul is trying to encourage the church. Not trying, he's encouraging in the church. First Corinthians, because the church were in a backsliding mode. And Paul decided, was encouraged by God to speak to the church of Corinth. He says in verse 1, he says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." Verse 2 says, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." Verse 3 says, "For you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men?" Now, if we are maturing as Christ wants us to mature as Christians, as teachers and preachers of the gospel, hallelujah, every little thing that happens will not destroy our focus. I want to do this whole text, man. I was reading this all last night. It was so sweet. Paul here began to talk. He said, despite they haven't become Christians through baptism and the laying on of hands, these Corinthians had retained their pre-conversion nature. How do we know this? It exposed itself in their carnal behavior. As Paul says, they were acting just like other people who had not received God's grace. We find this is happening in the church. Folks supposed to be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and still acting like the world. Blog Talk Family changed. I was out on a Saturday doing a job in Mattapan, and the computer system went haywire. You know, God will let things happen so you can see who really with you or who are not with you.
Well, I was talked to as if I was a little kid. Well, you ought to talk to people. You should have called people, let people know, well, I'm working. I'm trying to make money to take care of God's people, God's orphans, God's widows, God's homeless. But I should take time to talk to people who don't even give to help the poor. Yes, they're going to break a word, and the word is good. But don't even give a dime, one dime, not $10, to help the poor. And I was castrated for not stopping and calling these people and telling them, well, the rain is down and this is that. No. Their conversions had never really left the starting gate because they had failed to continue in the process of spiritual transformation with all of us, me, myself. God is still transforming me. I'm not there. I don't profess to arrive to God this thing together. Man called me this morning. He talked to me when I had to put him in his place, even though he was writing me the check. I told him, you don't talk to me that kind of way. I respect you, you respect me. The way you lose the respect for me, I lose my respect for you. He called me this morning. He says, he needed me to do a job for him tomorrow because he has some inspection for the building. It's not a big job. It's just a small job. I'll probably be there 5 or 10 minutes, but I still make $150. How many people make $150 in 5 or 10 minutes? And he tells me, he said, Dave, I want you. I'm sorry, but what I talk, you know, and someone, in other words, he was apologizing. He apologized before. And I told him straight up, I don't cry over spilled milk. Whatever happened, I don't look back. I look forward. It's no time for look back. You got to look forward. Your focus got to be before you, not behind you. Don't let nobody take you out of the place where God has put you. Their conversions had never really left the starting gate before because they had failed to continue in the process of spiritual transformation. The Corinthian church were saved. They had been baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Spirit, but they still was holding on to their old ways. They were getting agitated at the smallest things like we do. They were getting agitated. They couldn't stand one another. There was fussing. There was a great division among them. And Paul was bringing them. Paul said, you were not ready for the meat. You were not ready for some doctrine. I was giving you some stuff to get you ready, but you were not ready. We said we all died in a bag of chips in the Pensacola, acting like goats in the midst of sheep. The author of Hebrews explained what must occur. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. We ought to be moving forward. As believers, we ought to be moving forward in love for one another and for the world. But we are still stagnated, focusing too much on self, me and mine. You and this body, next body, and all this kind of stuff. We ought to be focusing on Jesus Christ, the assignment. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Still acting like babies. Still acting like babies, fussing over stupidness. And not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, who are maturing in the things of God, what Paul is saying. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The conversion then is the process of exercising our senses. Not the five senses, but the mental and spiritual faculties of reason, understanding, and judgment. If we are not making judgments about events that are happening in our homes, in our communities, in our workplaces, if we are not determined whether they are right or wrong, and if we are not endeavoring to correct those that are wrong, then we are failing in our conversion. We are, in fact, in danger of neglecting our salvation, drifting away, backsliding. The writer, however, is not finished with his instruction. In the next chapter, he shows them what they need to do. We are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. Though we speak in this manner, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9 to 12. Notice that what he encouraged them to do, to show diligence, that is, earnestness, zeal, deep commitment, and eagerness. He advised them to dedicate their lives to the spiritual transformation and to stick with it to the end, as this is what those who will inherit the promise do. In other words, they need to launch zealously into campaign of regaining all their lost ground. As he implies, Christianity is not a religion for the lazy. So many times people are, they're dropping from here, dropping from there, can't be stable in any place that they should be stable, because they have their own mindset, their own way of doing things. As I put on Facebook last night, folk are looking for honor from people, from one another, but not the honor that comes from God. I don't need nobody to honor me. God has woke me up this morning where I had chest pains last night, but the chest pains didn't take me out. God kept me in the midst of all that was going on. Here in the book of Corinthians, chapter 3, First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4 says, "For where one says, I am Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are you not carnal? Are you not in your flesh? All we do talk is about us, we, this body and that body. I'm not concerned about sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so. I'm concerned about Jesus. What does he want us to do? We're trying to please one another and not pleasing God. I'm not getting no confrontation with anybody. I did that stuff when I was in the world. I'm not getting in confrontation with anybody. I don't care who they are. I came too far to go back now. Too far. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gives to every man." See, a lot of times we forget that the man of God, the woman of God, is of God. But they're not God. I'm not God. You're not God. We are not God. We are his ambassadors. We are his servants. We're not only serving God's people, but we serve one another. Somebody tell me that somebody called me and somebody text me. Ain't nobody call me. Ain't nobody text me. I see what's on my phone. When somebody text me, I text them back. Somebody call me, I call them back. But I'm not calling nobody for no argument when I know I have not done any person any wrong. I'm not calling for no debate. No anybody for debate. If I'm wrong, I put my mouth right up there and say, yes, I was wrong. This is it. Glory to God. It's over with. I have planted, listen. I have planted Apollos waters, but God gave the increase. God may be using you. God may be using the apostle. God may be using the bishop. God may be using the deacon. God may be using the usher. God may be using the janitor. It's not the janitor. It's not the deacon. It's not the apostle. It's not the bishop. It's not the minister. It's not the evangelist. It's God. We plant the word that God gave us into the ears, into the hearts of people. When the people start to get healed and get delivered, we jump and push our chest up and talk. Well, I pray for this one. What, can we give God the glory? So God sent me to the hospital to pray for so-and-so. I went down there and prayed for them, and God moved on his word by his spirit and healed them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't do the healing. We are too puffed up. So then neither is the he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Here upon the scene. You are nothing. I am nothing. We are nothing but a handful. A handful. I see my daughter. We got our daughter. She's inside my granddaughter's room. Inside the little flash, you call it, what do you call it? Whatever the name they got for that. She is inside that little flask. And my granddaughter has right there. She ain't but a handful. And she was a big girl. We think we are something because we know how to exegete. We know how to put the Greek and the Hebrew and the Latin and all that stuff in the sermon. We know how to parallelize the scripture. We think we all that. And then we get and we brag when we can preach better than the next body. We can preach better than the next body. But can you live better than the next body? That's what it's all about. Are we truly living the gospel? My grandmother says, when your nose is burning you, your ears are itching you. People talking about you. Let them talk. You walk the way God said to walk. Don't worry what people are saying. Just keep on walking. Don't look back. Paul said, I forget those things that are behind me, but one thing I do, I press towards the mark of the prize of high calling in Christ Jesus. I'm trying to get where Christ is. I'm trying to get closer to him. Can't spend my day worrying about what people say. People come to church or don't come to church. Well, you see, when I finish this message, I'm going to pray and I'm gone because I'm done for the day. I was going to come on tonight. Last night didn't come on because I was very tired. I was going to come on last night. And then I went back and then changed the message for today and for tomorrow, you know. Because I got to do this the way God wants it done, not the way somebody wants it done. People give soul seed into the ministry. Not to me. I ain't buy no suit. I ain't buy no dress. I ain't buy no shoes. I ain't buy no wig. It went to the people in Africa and India. To God's people. My wife can't tell that we pay a car note or we pay the rent, we pay the light bill or the water bill or nothing from people giving an offering. God is grateful that people give. We give too. We don't talk about it. We give too. Paul says, so then there is he that planteth anything. Because I preach every day on Blog Talk Radio. Because you sing. Because you dance. That don't make you all that great. Put you on a pedestal. You're nothing compared to God. We are praising one another. Lifting up each other. Like we all done in a bag of chips. God gives the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. We are no better than each other. You preach well, I preach well. He sing well, he dance well. We all one. Doing one thing. Doing the will of God while we're here in this earth realm. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers, listen to what he says, for we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. and you are God's building. That's enough to that's enough for shout right there. We are God's husbandry and his building. What more do we want to be? Hallelujah. If God can call us his building, that means he's dwelling in us. Hallelujah. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another man buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. And we got to watch. We got to watch what we are saying and watch what we are doing. People accusing me of stuff that they haven't done. I haven't talked about nobody on Blog Talk Radio or off of Blog Talk Radio. The people that make the accusation, they ought to call them people up and talk to those people. Don't call. Don't put me in that spot. If you're mad at somebody, call them up and talk to them. Those are the people who call your names out. I didn't call nobody's name out. I was listening. So what I must do, start an argument off Blog Talk Radio because somebody called your name and said you can't do this and you can't do that? That's not my place. If they did that in the wrong, God would judge them. Like he said here, that's part of the reward. You reward good or reward bad for your works. He says, but let every man take heed. Be careful. Watch how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. We got to be building what we are doing is doing on Jesus Christ. No, we're not building on our PhDs or MAs or BAs. We're not building on our doctorate degrees, what man has given us. We're not building on the license. We're not building on the money, on the homes that we have or the cars that we have. We're building on sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. Yes, I love from the center of my heart. I don't hate nobody. Even when people leave me and ostracize me and talk about me, I still love them. People borrow money from me back in Virginia and thousands of dollars and don't pay me back. I still love them. I'm not running around trying to kill them. I'm not working voodoo on them or black magic or nothing on them, cursing them in the prayer. I'm still praying for them. Why? Because you got the heart. When you got the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ, that's all you're going to see. People going to come against you because of who you are. Look, they got a church in Denver, Colorado. Big church. Saw it on the internet. White man was talking about the Caucasians. He said how they build a church and they're getting a lot of problems. And they call it the church of weed. Canopy something. Anyway, they call the church of weed. And they bought the church for millions of dollars and they remodeled the church. Nice church. Beautiful stone church. And they got these tables in there like for banquets. But people can go in there and buy the canopy, the smoke, and they can smoke, they can drink, everything inside God's house. This is because this is what's happened because people have fallen to their own way of thinking, doing what they want to do. Look in Brazil a couple of weeks ago had a carnival. They had carnivals celebrating the devil. And it's all over YouTube and the Twitter and all that stuff. And they had a white man playing Jesus. And another man, I couldn't tell what color he was claiming he was the devil, dressed in a red suit. And another one in a white suit. And he wanted the angels for somebody. And he is carrying, they're pulling Jesus, they're kicking Jesus, and the man is falling down on the ground in a death or something, I don't. That playing Jesus. But they're mocking God. And the devil is kicking Jesus, saying he has the power over Jesus. And he got a pitchfork and he is sticking the pitchfork in the back of the one that claiming Jesus. Few days after they had this Mardi Gras, what they call it, celebrating the devil, and had all these caskets and stuff on the float with people playing that were dead and how they were coming back to life in the dry ice, the smoke. Servant Satan. Couple days after, they had a catastrophe. Houses and cars and trucks and everything turned over. A mudslide. Flooding came from everywhere. They didn't even see the cloud. And all of a sudden, there was mudslides. They're mocking God. They're supposed to be a strong nation of Christians. And they're letting voodoo and Satanism all over the world. This thing is happening. What are they going to do when the floods and the earthquakes and the tornadoes and the volcanoes start erupting because God's wrath is coming to the earth? He's allowing them to see some stuff right now. We had snow all night last night. No, today the sun's not bright. God's showing us what we can do, but we're not paying attention. We're trying to get honor from each other. That's what we're trying to do. Instead of be on the path of doing what God calls us to do when the world is heading toward busting hell wide open. And we're trying to be comfortable with one another. When you know that people will make you uncomfortable, that shows you're on the right path. Listen, for the preaching of the cross is, listen to what he said. No, that's the wrong chapter. Oh, no, we go over the wrong side. Okay, God wants that word in there, though. Let's put it in. For the preaching of the cross to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18. Let's go back to chapter 3. Listen to Paul. He said, for our foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If you're truly working for God, if you truly give your life to serve God and do what God says to do in ministry, nothing can move you unless the Lord tells you to move. Listen to what he says. Trials will come to test who you are in Christ. Are you really called to serve in that church over there? Are you really called to be an evangelist? Are you really called to be a pastor, a teacher, apostle, a prophet, a deacon, a usher, praise worshiper in the choir? Are you really called for that? Because if you're not really called for that, your work is going to be tried. It's going to be tried anyway to see who you really are in Christ Jesus. And if you can still stand, like I always says, flat-footed, if you can still stand flat-footed, you're on the right path. It's hard for people to stand. Listen, this morning I will bless this apostle, the prophet Ed Citronelli. Got a big ministry. Send me a word this morning. He says, bless you, beloved child of God. God will answer you beyond your expectations in the mighty name of Jesus. Every victory the devil thinks he has over you, ever used in your life, that victory is turning into defeat towers today in Jesus' name. He says, when I take a very good look at your life, what I see is delay. Where you think is good for you is not where the Lord wants to take you to. The Lord wants to take you to a better place than where you are now. But the devil has been behind the delay in your life. This is what he sent me this morning. He said, my beloved, but the Bible says, whoever met a prophet, his or her life shall turn around. Your life will have a turnaround in Jesus' name. And I thank him for sending me these prophetic words this morning. He's got a big, big ministry. God used this man a really strong prophetic word. But we are talking this morning about the spirit of backsliding within the church. And the subtitle, Divisiveness and Immaturity. That's the subtitle. People get mad and become arrogant when they hear certain things, don't really know what it is, but they go in and they dissect the word and say, well, they're saying this about me and saying that about me. They're talking about me. And they try to put their own skit on what they hear, don't hear. They want a pastor to respond to it. I can't respond to it. I didn't say it. Never say it. So I can't respond to it. So when he says, pastors, your work will be trying to see what sort it is. If any man's work abides which he hath built there upon, he shall receive a reward. See, if your work is built on the foundation that the apostles built on, if your ministry is built on it, it's going to stand. It's going to last. Because you're not looking for accolades. You're not looking for honor from, and just somebody said, well, the pastor, bishop, preach good on this, but the deacon said a good word. That's all right. But that's not, you're not looking for that. Man, last night I had such bad pains in my chest. It was bad, but I wasn't afraid. And I had a pain that went up the right side of my neck. You can say the right side of esophagus. And I laid my fingers on it and began to pray. And I said, Lord, I need this pain to go away. And I lay back down on the bed and went to sleep. And I got up this morning without it. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid. Hallelujah, because I set my mind. I'm on course for this thing. When God said, come on night, I come on night. When he said, come on day, I come on day. And when I get the word in, I pray and go. Yes, good we to come together. But I'm not dependent on that. He says, if any man work be burned, he shall not suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved yet, so as by fire. You got to go through some trials and tribulations. Preaching and teaching is not easy. If you're going to work for Christ, you're going to suffer some stuff. You're going to suffer some great trials, suffering. Hallelujah. In the midst of this ministry, go on, guess what happened? I lost my daughter at 38 years old. Hallelujah. And my wife and I only had a boy and a girl, and we lost the girl. Do you know how hard that was? When I'm preaching for people and going to the hospital and praying for people, and God is showing up in the hospital and healing people, and people that the doctor said was bad, and they come up to the hospital, and my daughter going to the hospital and couldn't make it back home. But I know God knows best. Getting angry over foolish stuff. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? We forget this when we're going through. Brother Deacon, when we're going through trials and tribulations, we forget who we are, whose we are. When somebody attacks us and say all manner of stuff against us, we forget that. They call Jesus all kind of stuff. They call him a wine bibber, a glutton. He still went to the cross and laid down his life for them, for us. For the very ones that accused him and called him names. We get bent out of shape if somebody says something. They talk and say, call us names and call us this name and that name and this thing. And say, we can't do this and we can't do that. I'm working for the Lord. The payment is not much, but I tell you something. the reward is out of this world. Out of this world. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple are you? See, we got to think about these things. We read these things or we study these words and we take them lightly. Take an inventory of our own self. Stop pointing your finger at me. Stop pointing your finger at apostle. Stop pointing your finger at deacon, at the usher. Stop pointing your finger at people. Point your finger at yourself and take an inventory of your own heart, your own mind. If you tell God that you're going to do something, why are you not here? Because you're still in your flesh. Paul tells the Corinthians this. They're still in their flesh. They're still carnal-minded. They have not reached to the place of maturity spiritually. So he can give them what he had for them at that point in time. A lot of us still there. Still carnal-minded. We're ready to fight the people. We're ready to take on an argument with people because we all that in a bag of chips and a Pepsi Cola. We're all that. Ready to argue. God bless us. He says, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. See, when you realize you're not all that, and a bag of chips and a Pepsi Cola, you become a candidate for God to feel. You become a candidate for God to use. We are patting each other on the back, like he said in John 5:44. We are patting each other on the back. Like we are that. But we're not taking true inventory of our own hearts. I lay on that bed some night and I cry. I'm not crying over somebody. I'm crying over me that I'm not where I want to be yet. And at the same time, I'm thanking God that I'm not where I used to be. Why? Because I still come up short. I still fail. And I weep. He said, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Those think they all got their stuff. They think they got it together. People looking for justification with stuff that's not real. Let the Lord justify us. He takes you in your own craftiness, your slickness like the devil. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain, empty. Those that think they got it together. Look at Psalm 94:11, Job 5:13. These are scriptures to look at. Therefore, let no man glory in men. Hear that? The apostle that sent me all this good encouragement. I'm not glorying him. I've seen him for a long time. I saw him for years. Going to different parts of the world. And I see him, listen to him. And as I was thinking about him last night, the Lord says, one day you make some money, go. Said, sow into his ministry. When we started to pick up, we got sowing into apostle ministry. Because he always sowing into God's ministry over here. So it's a business pickup, is it going to pick up? God told me that. God said, I'm gonna give you jobs where you're going to have time to still preach. You don't have a lot of help now. He said, but I'm sending you help. God said, I'm sending you help. He told me last night, he said, I'm sending you help. You're going to have time to preach and time to work. I'm going to take care of your body. God told me last night. And I got sown to the apostle over there, sent to the ministry. He says, for all things are yours. Listen, Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ, and Christ is God. You got to understand this, people. He made it possible for us. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 5. Let's start at verse 12. See what the writer is saying. He said, for indeed, although you ought to be teachers by this time, remember what he said in 1 Corinthians, what was said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He said they were still acting like babes. And what he was saying is that what he had to give to them, he couldn't give them because they were not ready to receive. And here in Hebrews, the writer says, for indeed, although you ought to be teachers by this time, you have need of someone to teach you again the beginning elements of the oracles of God. And you have need of milk, not solid food. You've been in this thing for so long. You ought to be matured enough to see the enemy. You ought to be matured enough to see that Satan is truly the deceiver. You could have been here for so long, you ought to see that Satan is truly the accuser. You ought to see that he is full of deception. But we're listening to each other instead of listening to God. I know I'm telling the truth, Holy Spirit, because it's coming from you. For everyone who partakes of milk is unacquainted with the message of righteousness, because he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have trained their faculties for the distinguishing both good and evil. See, we ought to be able to see this thing. We train our mind. Hallelujah. God, the oracles of God, the Greek term used here, probably refers to the Old Testament scripture in general or prophecy in particular. He says, milk, not solid food, a common metaphor for levels of teaching or instructions. The author calls his audience to Christian maturity. God is calling us to step up from where we are to where we need to be. We are still babes in the Lord, because the smallest thing that we hear disturbs us enough to cause us to quit. We're busy listening to each other instead of listening to God. Hold your finger right there in that chapter. Don't move from there. Let's go to look at Acts 7 and 38. Acts 7 and 38. Hear what the preacher says. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with all fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us. He talking about Moses and Jesus. Hallelujah. The children of Israel. We have to understand that everything that we have, it comes to the prophet or the apostle or the evangelist or the pastor or teacher from God. It is not the apostle. It's not the prophet. It's not the evangelist. It's not the pastor or the teacher. It's God. Stop looking at the man of God or the woman of God like they are superstars. They got the dry ice and all this foolishness and fog lights, green lights, blue lights, yellow lights, and all that stuff over God's altar, making a mockery. They're threatening the church, apostle. Threatening where they're shaking their behind like they're in a cabaret on a Mardi Gras or carnival. This is the stuff they're doing. This is why there's such a great backsliding in the church. Look at Romans chapter 3 and 2. It's all over here. We're talking about the spread of backsliding within the church. And the subtitle is Divisiveness and Immaturity. Divisiveness and immaturity. People are not growing. People are not advancing in the kingdom, in wisdom and knowledge of God. I don't care if they got a PhD, if they got a BA, I don't care what title they have. They're not advancing in the spiritual realm. Because the flesh is still in control. The flesh is still running the picture. It still runs the whole show. The flesh. Romans chapter 3, verse 2. Much everywhere chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracle of God. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? He said, God forbid. Yeah, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sin, and mightest overcome what thou art when thou art judged. But if our righteousness command the righteous of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous? Who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid. For then how shall God judge the world? For if the truth of God has more abundant truth, my life unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? Listen to me. You can't put yourself higher than God's word. People of God, this is the foundation of Christ that Paul is talking about. You can't put yourself higher than that. Christ died, buried, and raised again. This is the foundation. We want to go ahead of the doctrine. He called us to maturity. Calls us out of darkness into light. And we are still operating in darkness. We still operate. We believe things that we are in the light. But truth be told, we are operating in darkness. Because why? The flesh is still in control. The flesh is still bossing us around. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Everything that we do is for the glory of God. Hear what I'm saying. Here, Paul, the writer of Hebrews says, in verse 13, he says, for everyone who partakes of milk is unacquainted with the message of righteousness, because he is an infant. But solid food is for the matured, who because of patience, who because of practice have trained their faculties, their mind, their thoughts, their hearts, everything, their faculties for the distinguishing of both good and evil. We have to be able to see and hear by the Spirit. The message of righteousness, this expression could refer to sound ethical teaching, general Christian teaching, the doctrine of righteousness through Christ, or Israel scriptures. The matter, the New Testament metaphorically implies the image of an infant in reference to those who need correction. We read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. Highlighting the need to grow in Christian maturity. In the book of Galatians, let's go over to Galatians and look over here for something over here. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. We want to go to chapter 6 of Hebrews, and then we'll close out. Galatians chapter 4 and verses 1 to 6. Galatians chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, different from his servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. This is why when we are new believers, we have new believers, new converts, you call them. We have them in new believers or new convert classes, teaching them the fundamentals of the scriptures. We don't put the hard stuff on them. We give them basic stuff. We talk about the cross and Jesus crucified and him buried and him raised again from the dead. We get simple stuff that they could get to understand. We talk about balance and we talk about trusting God and depend on rely. We talk simple stuff we get to them. But when they start to get an understanding and knowledge how to find the scriptures, then we begin to break into the tough stuff. Hallelujah. Give them the meat that they need to go forth and be a great warrior. He says that the servant, the heir of the father, he would have tutors to teach him. But when the time is appointed that he begin to understand, now he is able to be appointed. You know, to be able to go out. So even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son made of a woman, made under the law. Genesis chapter 4, 49 and 10. Okay. And to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28. Verse 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. See, we have been redeemed. And we have been enlightened by the spirit of God of the things of God. Do you see that? Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah, Jesus. I was just hitting this Bible through here. And glory to God. Just going through these books. We have to get this thing down, the doctrine. And don't act like you got it together. Ask God to help you, help us to overcome. Self, not the world, self. We want to fight and overcome the world, but we still got to deal with self. We still have to deal with self. Here in this text here, he says, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 to 16, he says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You see, we are in workmanship being worked on. In process, in the process of becoming who God has created us to be. We are still in the process. We are not there yet. We've been teaching and we've been preaching and we were doing our best to live this thing up, but we're not there yet. This is why we are so easily annoyed or frustrated when somebody says something that we don't like. We are frustrated. And then we start to measure ourselves with other people. Well, they don't say this about so-and-so. They don't say this to so-and-so. Who cares? What did God say about you? What did God say about us? That should be the main objective of the stuff that we worry about. What did God say about me? The doctor was talking about how people are dying from heart attacks. Because the blood is clotting after all these vaccines and stuff. Something is regenerated inside the people's blood now. And then I would hear the promises, I know that I shall not die, but I shall live to the greater works of the Lord. That's what I was telling myself. Man, don't worry about what people are saying. What God say? What is God saying about you? God said we are the temple of God. Don't defile the temple. Which temple are you? The temple of God or the temple of the devil? Because if people can come in and annoy us so easily and we act like them, maybe we belong to the devil. Maybe let's just go check. I mean, you can say you belong to the Lord, but if you're acting like the devil, you know the people that don't know the Lord, they're going to say you're a part of them. They're going to say we're part of them because we're acting just like them. We have the same spirit. They bear witness with our spirit. So we have to check ourselves. It says check yourself before you wreck yourself. So he says here, Paul says, he says, that we henceforth or from now on be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slate of men, the trickery, connivingness of men. Do you hear what he's saying? The cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Why? Because our eyes have been opened. We're no longer walking in darkness. Our ears have been unstopped. We can hear spiritual voices. Listen to a preacher say some stuff, was dissecting some stuff this morning. And this black man called himself something, Dr. Boyd or something. The lady was walking. She was at the concert, and she was walking, trying to get out. And she says, she started praying. You can't go to every concert or every cabaret or every Mardi Gras that you hear. Because there's stuff in there that is not of God. And she says she had to turn off her system because she didn't want people to hear the music that was playing. It was satanic. And the pastor said, can you hear it? The pastor said, can you hear the music? It's like something you've never heard before, like it's coming from hell. And we are claiming that we of God. And we're going to these places. It's the dark places. Paul said we got to wake up. We're slipping back into darkness. One black entertainer sing that song. I think it was Sly and the Family Stones. Slipping into darkness. Pretty soon you have to pay. He says here that from now on, we be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him, into who? Into Christ Jesus. Be like him. We're not going to be Christ, but we're just like him because we're taking on his characteristics. In all things, which is the head, even Christ. We want to take on his characteristics, so we have to start practicing everything that he does. Everything that he has done and is still doing, we have to practice. How are we going to know? We got to go in the Word. Back to Hebrews chapter 5:14. Here's what he says. All through this text here, you can look and see. Hebrews chapter 5:14. And the Greek word here, teleos, the image of an infant in reference to those who need correction. The Greek word, teleos, is used metaphorically for those who are morally and spiritually prepared. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 6. They are complete and whole, an extension of the meaning teleos. Train mature believers, train themselves to constant practice. They are to be trained in godliness. Hebrews 12 and 11, 1 Timothy 4 and 7. Their faculties, metaphor for a person's entire being, heart, mind, and soul, Jeremiah chapter 4 and 19. The Maccabees Bible chapter 2 and 22. Distinguishing both good and evil, it describes the mark of Christian maturity. If we are able to stand up and see the things that are good and bad, we know exactly how to deliver ourselves, to keep ourselves from going differentiate from making the same mistakes as people. Go to chapter six. Let's see verse 9, Hebrews chapter 6. Glory to God. Verse 9. But even if we are speaking this way, dear friends, we are convinced of better things concerning you and belonging to salvation. For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you demonstrate for his name by having served the saints and continuing to serve them, and we desire each one of you to demonstrate the same diligence for the full assurance of your hope unto the end, in order that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who inherit the promises through faith and patience. See, the whole key right here, is that you got to live out the doctrine. We have to live the doctrine out. There's no if or buts. We are finding it difficult to live out the doctrine. We speak the doctrine. We read the doctrine. We study the doctrine. But we find it difficult to live the doctrine. Because the doctrine, living the doctrine requires us, listen to me, living the doctrine requires us to humble ourselves. Those who reject Christ become like those in the gospel account, who publicly dishonor him and put him to death. Such people have rejected God's truth and thus are acting in league with forces that oppose him. See, when we act unseemly, hallelujah, when we act unseemly, we are actually acting like the forces that are opposing Christ. Because our actions should be of love, patience, long-suffering, forgiveness, merciful. Oh, my God. I had to watch Apostle Linda Washington a couple years back. full of patience. And Brother Deacon, we was ministering to Brother Deacon at the time. But it was too much for me. Because I was doing some work and I was running to this church and that church and preaching over here and going there. And I asked her to have Brother Deacon. Because I didn't have the patience at the time. And ever since then, God has been working with me, helping me to grow in patience, helping me to humble myself, helping me to have a spirit of forgiveness, being long-suffering in who I am. Hallelujah. Sometimes things go off the wall, but I have to tap back. I said, no, it's not me. It's God. Let God do this. Let God take care of this. Some things I don't touch. Why? Because I know if I touch some things, apostle, if I touch some things, it's going to put me in a place that I never want to be. I never want to go back there again. Where words will come out the safe that should remain in the safe. You understand? You will find yourself saying things that you shouldn't say. They will come out the old rusty safe. If you let them stay there and say, okay, God, you deal with it. Because I'm not going to touch it. Because when people say certain things, it might arouse a part of me that should stay sleeping. You have some people that they cuss like, they still cuss. They're preaching the gospel. They still cuss like drunk and sales. You just don't hear them. They still cuss like that. Why? When they get mad, they just cuss. Hallelujah. And they'll cuss out their mate. They'll cuss out their husband, cuss out their wife, cuss out their children, cuss out the cat, cuss out the dog, cuss out the parakeet. Why? Because they're not mature enough. They say they are, but they're not. This is why folk go through. God is still trying to work on them, but they won't let God work on them. They know why? They won't take inventory of themselves. They won't take inventory of you, inventory of me, inventory of the person down the street, across the street, down the neighbors, across the road, around the corner. They'll take inventory of everybody except themselves. My wife can tell you, I don't talk about nobody to her. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you say. I don't go tell my wife, you know, this body say this body do this. I don't do that. She can't never. If my wife meet anybody from Blog Talk Radio, she'll meet them with love. Because that's all I tell her, for the people I'm Blog Talk with. I don't care who come against me. People are going to come against me. They're going to come against you too. Why? Because you're working for the Lord. And some of the very people that you think ain't going to come against you, going to come against you. Because they haven't taken inventory of themselves. They're quick to tell you that, oh, I'm finished. I'm done. Tell God that stuff. Tell me you're done or not done or you start. Don't bother me now. God, you have to deal with it. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this word. God, I pray that I will make it to this little quick job tomorrow and get back home fast. Lord, give me traveling mercy as you keep me through the night. I pray you keep me through the night and bring me into a new day. God, make it home safe to go out and take care of this little small quick job and get back home. I'm just blessing the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, praising the Lord. I want to go to this country sometime soon. I want to go away in May, but I think I can't go in May because if I go in May, I'll be in the doghouse. My granddaughter's graduating in May. So I think I'll go in June if the Lord stays the same and I'm still here on this side of the grave. Spend some time with my sister. But Blog Talk will still come on. I let Blog Talk and Verizon know that I'm traveling up the country so I can have a clear signal. And we still have Blog Talk video. Might just take one computer with me. But if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we stop in there. There's a lot more I can put in there. But we want to stop there today. And Lord knows that I think I already have the computer program
think I have the computer program for tomorrow already. Pray the Lord truly keep us in the land of the living. Because we programmed the computer by the Spirit last night. But tomorrow, I tell you, and it's a good word. It is a strong word the Lord give us. For tomorrow, we're going to come out the book of Revelation. And Revelation and somewhere else we got to go. We thanking God for you all for being here with us today. A few of you guys that came on today. We don't take your presence lightly. We just thank God for you. Because you could be any place else that you want to be. But you chose to come on today and be present with us. We're going to go into the book of Thessalonians tomorrow and Revelation. Only two books, unless the Lord give us some more. We are thanking God for you because the Lord is speaking to us, and we need to really hear what the Lord is saying. You know, you look all over the world and you see the things that are going on. Stay ready. I'm just telling you this. Stay ready. Because some other things going to happen real fast that if you're not ready, you're going to miss all that's being done. God is trying to wake his church up. You know, he's doing things to wake up the church. Not the people. The people are sleeping. They're doing what the world calling them to do. And they believe they're on the right track. They're mad at us. But God says, I want you to wake up. And I need you to pray. People say they're praying for revival. God said, I want you to repent. Now, tell me last night, he says, I was talking to him. And people say, well, Pastor said, well, everybody's praying for revival. God said, they're praying for revival, but I want them to repent. When you repent, revival going to begin. They want revival with the same nasty, stinking heart. The same nasty, stinking way of thinking. You call them stinking thinking? They want to revive. Not going to get revival like that. People have a lot of emotional stuff going on all over the country. But revival going to come when the church repent. When the church repent. Because it got to stand at the church first. Not in the world. Not in the club, not at the drug dealer, not on the street corner. It got to start in the church. The church got at the pastor would just go up to the altar and just lay down on the altar and crow to God and ask God to come and forgive them and have mercy on them. You will begin to see people start saying, well, if pastor can go to the altar, bishop can go to the altar, if pastor can go to the deacon and the elder, ushers at the altar, I should go to the altar too. People start getting out of their pews, off their chairs, and start coming to the altar, kneeling down, crying up before God. And you'll begin to see people, eyes open, ears unstopped, crippled walking. You'll start to see young people that had their marijuana in their pocket while they're sitting in the church, just get up and go to the bathroom and throw the marijuana in the toilet and flush them and make a decision to stop smoking, stop drinking, stop doing all that stuff, stop fornicating. You'll start to see revival. Then the people start to repent. They want revival because they think running up and down the church and crying and singing and dancing, that's revival. All they're doing is an emotional stuff. That's all they're doing. People crying in the nightclub too. That's all they're doing. They're dancing, electric slide, electric boogie they're doing in the church. They say they're reviving. They're reviving. They're just having a good time in the carnal mind. Father, if you don't know Jesus, according to this word, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believe in him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever believe in him shall not be ashamed. This is so powerful. When you believe in him, it doesn't matter what anyone says.
you will not be ashamed. The Bible says that God commanded his love towards us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and 8. The Bible also says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17. And we know that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. John 3:19b. Their deeds were evil. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is why Peter said to the people, when they come to him, let everyone of you repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this unto rot generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together. And had all things common. All things common. See, they believe. They believe and they receive. And they continue in breaking bread, praying and fasting. They got to pass Peter and John. See, they begin to pass Peter and John on their backs with this man that was heal. And this is what we got to do. That's why you got to study. The Bible says you got to study yourself, show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Rightly divide the word of truth. We got to divide this word. We got to study it, and we got to divide it. Paralyze the scripture. He said, look, but be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, see, listen what he says. Peter now put them there, now make them look in their own heart, make them examine, make them take inventory of their own hearts. He said, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, let you know that he's not dead. He's not in the tomb. Whom God raised from the dead, even by him that this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Oh, my God, my God. Isn't that powerful? He said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name, only Jesus. Peter, point them back. Let them look at the tomb. He's not in the tomb. He's alive. He's not dead, but you rejected him. And they crucified him. He's alive. So when the Bible said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. See, people are going to know because the way you're talking, now, they can tell that you had an encounter with Jesus Christ. Your wisdom is elevated. Your wisdom is growing. Your faith is getting stronger. Hallelujah. They see that something is happening in your life. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All, A-double-S, you, me, all of us. Bible also said that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We got to understand this. You cannot purchase a ticket from anybody to get to heaven. Nobody, your mama, your daddy, your uncle, your aunt, nobody can give you and take it to walk through the pearly gates. For by grace you have been saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. It's a free gift. He died so that we would be able to get that gift. Give us that gift, the blood shed at the cross. Wash us, cleanse us, make us whole. Put us on the right path to righteousness. That we can come before the Father under the blood of Jesus Christ and ask the Father, and the Father will bless us, give us what we need according to his will. The blood does that for us. The blood allows us to walk through the gate and call him Abba, Father. The blood heals us. The blood opens our spiritual eyes, unstop our natural ears, and allow us to hear spiritual things. The blood does this. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. John 14 and 6. A lot of people are trying to get them other way. Hold on a minute. Jesus is the good shepherd. It's okay, man. Yeah. Jesus is the good shepherd. He is at the gate. You know, we were thinking about that. The good shepherd lays down at the door. He lays at the door of the sheep pen. He lays right down at the door. He lays across the door that no one can enter that sheep pen except they come across, they come over him. They have to move him in order to open the door because he's a good shepherd, lays down his life for the sheep. You understand? He lays down his life for the sheep. He put his life in harm's way for the sheep. That's what a good shepherd does. So you can't get it no other way except by Jesus. If you don't call on his name and you think you're going to get in, you're making a mistake. You're not going in. You got to call on his name with repentance. Peter tell you that. Call on his name with repentance. The gate will open. His name will cause the gate to fly open. Hallelujah. His name holds the hinges, the lock, to the door. But you got to call on it. You got to call on him and allow him to do for you what only he can do. We find it difficult to call out on him. You must accept Jesus Christ as your only Savior. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Jesus said, I am coming quickly. Not quick. When you hear somebody say, I'm coming quickly, you got to know it's quicker than quick. Quicker than quick. You can't snap your fingers fast enough for the speed that he's coming at. But that's how fast he's coming. Once you call on him in faith, believing that he is the only one that can save you, redemption belongs to you. You'll be redeemed from that pit of hell. You'll be called out from that pit of hell into the light of salvation for your soul. You got to make that decision. Nobody can make it for you. You got to make that decision and say, I want to live. And then you got to make a decision to turn your life completely over to Christ Jesus. Because a lot of people go down in the water. They come out the water and go right back into the world. You still got to make a decision. The Bible says you got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Fear and trembling. You're going to go through stuff. People are going to accuse you. People are going to misuse you. People are going to abuse you because of who you are, who you have decided to walk for, to live for. They're going to talk about you. And then as soon as you make a mistake, let me tell you something. They'll call you out. Give your name. As soon as you make a mistake, you're the best person when everything is going good. Everything is going in their favor. But if you make a mistake, you better be know how to call on the one who to shut the lane's mouth. You got to be like Daniel. You better know how to call on the one who knows how to shut the lane's mouth, because guess what they'll do for you? They'll throw you to the lane. They'll throw you into the lane's den. But when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm telling you this. It doesn't matter who threw you to the lion's den. It could be your husband, could be your wife, could be your brother, your sister, your cousin, uncle, aunt, nephew, don't matter who threw you to the lion. The lion's mouth will be closed. Jesus will not allow the lion to devour you because you belong to him. You hear me? If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, you heard the message we taught today, talking about of backsliding within the church. The spirit of backsliding within the church with a subtitle, divisiveness and immaturity is the subtitle. Divisiveness just means that there's great division in the church. And immaturity means that the folk are not growing. They're speaking well, they're talking well, but they're not living well. The smallest things from the devil destroy their faith. This is what the message is about. It's not to nobody, it's to the whole world. It's to me, to you, to all of us, the whole world. Knowing that we have to come together and live together for Christ's sake. Stop pointing your finger at me. Stop pointing your finger at the next person. You can pray and say, when you point one finger, four pointing back at you. Stop pointing your finger. Take inventory of your own heart. Take inventory of your own mind, your soul. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, I encourage you by the power that I know dwelleth in my heart to ask Jesus to come into your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I heard the word today, and I come to the conclusion that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And Lord Jesus, I admit that my sin is the wall or the barrier that's hindering me from coming. But today, after hearing this word, I have examined my own heart, and I am denouncing Satan, all of his agents, and this world system. Lord Jesus, I'm inviting you to come into my heart now. Be the Lord of my life. Sit on the throne of my life. I believe what you've done at Calvary, a hill called Golgotha or the skull, same thing. For my sins, a king who gave his life for a peasant. I believe that you died on that cross, that you shed your blood and water came up your side to wash my sins away, to purify me, to make me whole again. You were buried and you rose up again, your Father. Father God raised you up on the third day. I accept you now, today, as my Lord and my Savior. On the 15th day of March, I accept you at 1:32 p.m. I accept you now, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for dying for me, because without your death, there will be no salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill my heart with the joy that I so needed. If you said that uncommon prayer, and I got the salvation written down, but I did it straight from the heart. You have just received the gift of salvation. We recommend that you get a Bible. This is what the Lord told us back in 2010. It's not written down in the book. He told us, tell the people, to get a Bible and study with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the book of Acts. But if you choose, you can start at Genesis, however you want to start, but invite the Holy Spirit. However you do, make sure you study the Word of God. And study means you have to go over and over and over. That's how you get the Word. One time, when I was much younger, I tried to figure how my pastor used to walk back and forth and call it all the scriptures. And he would say, a false balance is an abomination to God, but a just weight is his delight. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. I said, wonder how he's doing that stuff. And one day I said, Pastor, how you can call up all them scriptures? He said, son, you don't know how many days and nights I spent going over the scriptures back and forth over and over and over. He said, this is what you got to do. If you want to get the Word in you, you got to put the Word in. You see, the Word is not going to go in on itself. And one time I told him, I said, I was going home to get in the Word. He said, no, son, stop there. He said, don't go home and get in the Word. He said, go home and get the Word in you. And it made sense. So I would go home and get the Word in me, start going over and over, studying the Word till I start being able to recite some scriptures without looking into the Bible. If you don't know him today, and you said that prayer of salvation, call up a pastor, preacher, somebody that know how to baptize, and tell them that you received the gift of salvation. You're filled with the Holy Ghost according to Acts 2:38. And invite you, tell them you want to be baptized. He might say, well, he don't baptize in Jesus' name. They baptize Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Don't get mad with the preacher. A lot of people, they flip out and say, well, I don't know, and start argumenting. Well, the preacher told me that I got to get baptized in according to Acts 2:30 in Jesus' name, and so make a fuss. Don't do that. The reason why I say that, the Lord told me that a couple months ago. You may be, in time to come, you may be invited back to that very church that you make a fuss with the pastor to be the pastor because the pastor died or retired or they caused him to resign because of something that went on. A lot of stuff happened in ministry now, but you had to stay prepared that their God may want to use you. Understand? And then once you invite your friends, you'll find a pastor that will baptize you in that way. Invite everybody, even your enemies. Why? Because this is the great day of your life. The day that you're going to get baptized is one of the greatest days of your life. This is where you're sealing this gift according to Mark chapter 16, verse 15, 16, 17, and 18. You are sealing this salvation with baptism because it's part of your salvation. Some people might say, well, the thief on the cross didn't get baptized, yet he was saved. Well, he was in a different dispensation. You're in the dispensation of grace, but you have to be baptized in Jesus' name according to Acts 2:38 and according to Mark chapter 16, you have to be baptized in Jesus' name. After you get baptized, find a church that is preaching and teaching the gospel. And why we say that? Because every place you go today that call themselves a church or a body of believers are not teaching, preaching, and living the word. You want to be in a place where they're going to teach sound doctrine, because sound doctrine makes sound people. God bless you all. Thank you for being here with us today. If you want to say something, the line is open. You can. If you don't have anything to say, we are praying close out. We thank God for you anyway, and we pray you be safe. The line is open.
This is Evangelist Lila from California. God bless everyone. I'm thankful that God gave me this chance to be with you all this morning, and I thank God because we've had some weather that was out of control, but we prayed, stayed on our knees about it, and God just calmed it down because we had a blustery wind yesterday. It was like it was going to take the state down, but anyway, we had faith in God, and God brought us through. And we want to thank you all for your many prayers, and want to thank you for the word today, because truly we all need to repent. Amen, amen. It's not about just coming in for membership and all that through a revival. But we all just need to come to grips that we need to repent. Amen. So I pray that the people will hear, said the Lord, by repentance. Amen. I know he said, save yourself. I am going to save myself. Amen. From this adulterous generation. Amen. Amen. So much going on. Amen. I'm going to see about saving myself. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Lila. That just touched me right there.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Lord Jesus, I thank God. I pray God for you all over there in California. Because I tell you, it's bad. And you know, God, I said that on Facebook last night. God is speaking, but are the people listening? I said in the message this morning, God is speaking, but is the people listening? And you see the mudslides and all that stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. Africa, India, China, the Philippines. Mm-hmm. I mean, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere there's earthquake, tornadoes, everything going on. Hurricanes, everything going on.
Amen.
The weather, God is speaking. I saw somebody put a post a couple of days ago. I've never seen a cloud like that. It looked like a man was standing up in the cloud.
Mm.
And one lady said, she said, man, he said, I'm so glad to see that. I wish I was there. I said to myself, if it was there, probably scared to death. They told you your pants. I said, the man was a big man, standing up in the clouds, standing up in the clouds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Standing up in the cloud. And God was formed himself as it, standing in the cloud just to get people's attention. Man, you have to repent. You need to stand away from the life that you're living. People are mocking God. I mean, people that are educated, well-educated people, rich people, poor people, middle class, they're mocking God like there's no tomorrow. You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I got the thing on my page where they do it, mocking God in Brazil, and then 3 days after they had the mudslide, move houses and cars and big old buildings were coming down from the mud. You know, God just let know that, you know, you can only do so much, but you're going to experience my wrath. And I'm just sending you a warning to let you see what I can do. You have to repent and turn back to God.
Turn back to God.
We thank God that you're standing strong. You know, God just need a few people in the city. You know, we know that California, the California people over there, they're living upside down. But God just need a few people in the city to protect the city. That's all he needs.
Yeah.
Just a few people in the city. And all the people in California, not bad, not all in good. All in good and all in bad. God just need a few people. God, Abraham said, he said, God, if you just find 10 people, 10 righteous, will you still do? Destroy the city. He said, if I see 10 righteous down there, he said, I would save the city. 10 righteous. You imagine millions of people down there. God said, only 10, just 10. 10, I'll save the city. Just 10. Just need 10 people that decide they're going to walk up right before God. That's all he needs, 10. Don't have to be 10,000, 10 million. Just 10 people, 10 righteous people. Have a mind to serve God. This is what God is calling for us to wake up from sleeping and begin to intercede for this nation, begin to intercede for this government, begin to intercede for our neighborhood, for our country, for our city, intercede for different nations. This is what God is calling for. Everybody want a pat on their back, but I'm the great preacher. Mm-hmm. Who cares about if you're a great preacher or not?
Yeah.
Are you praying for the city? Are you praying for your neighborhood? Are you praying for your country?
Yeah.
They want a pot. All they want a pot on their back. It's not doing nothing. It's not moving God. Then somebody come and say, Apostle, man, you preach a good message. That's not moving God.
No, it's not moving God. No, it's not.
You know? I said, Lord, I thank you this morning. Lord, I just thank you woke me up this morning.
Yeah.
With blockages in my heart, my arteries, I could have gone on into another world.
Amen.
God kept me through the night. You know what I'm saying? I just said, Lord, I thank you. That's all the accolades that I need. You know, that's all that I need. When he keep me through the night like that, that's all I, and if he didn't keep me in the room in the morning, I went to sleep on him.
Yeah.
You know, God, I went to sleep on him.
Yeah.
If I die, I die on him. I die on him with him on my mind. You understand?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Depending on him. Yes, Lord.
Ain't no sense for me to go on praying I'm worried about this or worried about that. No, I'm going to sleep with God. Even if I watch last night, like I watch a movie, one of these primitive movies, you know, got all these old people, ancient people with swords and spears and arrows and all kinds of stuff. One of them ancient, I call them ancient movies. And but when I die, I always go into the scripture. You know, if I watch a karate movie or a detective movie, as soon as I done watching that movie, I go right to the scriptures. God said, if I cross over, I want to cross over knowing that the last thing, I ain't going to know anyway, but that particular time, I said, well, before I lay my head down, I have studied the Word of God.
Yeah.
Studied the Word of God. And I sleep like a baby. I sleep like a baby. After I studied the Word of God, my wife, she said, well, you were sleeping so good. I said, well, you got a bird. She said, yeah. You were still sleeping so good, baby. I just went on and make the tea, and I sit down and watch the news. I was still sleeping. I said, look, God, you sleep. When you study the Word of God, that's the man. It's like medicine to your soul. The Bible says, like medicine to my soul.
No nightmares. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
David says, sweet to my mouth, but bitter to my stomach. The Word of God, when you put that thing in last, man, I'm telling you, first or last, but make sure. You put that word. I like to do that. Let it be the last thing I do tonight. Time. I don't read the scripture. And I talk to him. I talk to him while I'm in the bed.
Yeah.
My wife, she said, can you talk a little easier? I said, no, I don't want to talk a little easier because I want to hear myself. Faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And she said, can you just talk to him a little bit quieter? I said, no, baby, I want to hear myself.
That's right. Amen.
She'll put the blanket over her head. And I go and I'm talking to him, because so much stuff going on today in this world.
Amen.
My Lord, if you don't talk to him, when the people buying churches and making the churches a place to sell hemp, you know that we're in trouble.
Yes,
we're in trouble.
Yes,
people
Lord.
Are selling marijuana. What's the name they got for the marijuana? Anyway. They got the band of churches now and fixing up the churches and selling marijuana out the churches. There's a big church in Denver. Denver, Colorado got big, huge church. You got the one there in Georgia with Jamal Barrett selling the marijuana out the church. You know, all this stuff is going. We in a bad time.
Yes, we are.
You think you got to open the church and sell marijuana and cocaine? I was down church of. For the church to prosper? No. God said he will supply all your needs.
That's right.
God was sending, if you living right in that church and you're taking care of God's people, God would send a millionaire to come and sow a seed. Don't even know why he's sowing a seed. He'll come
That's
pay
right.
all the bills. God is that kind of God. He can make a millionaire come, a billionaire, trillionaire come and say, I was just driving down, I saw your church over there, and the Lord told me to stop by and bless you. God can do that if he want to. He's God. You ain't got to sell this and sell that to pay the church bills. No, trust God. Trust God.
That's right. That's right.
Then I tell you, look, when I was in the world, I lost a lot of vehicles. I lost houses. When I retired, I was able to pay off two vehicles. Ain't nobody gives the money. God keep giving us the jobs that we were able to make the money to pay off all vehicles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We were able to buy very expensive vehicles without a job. Don't tell me God was doing it.
Yes, it was.
And God allowed us, Apostle Stewart on this line, he's a witness. God allowed us to take care of a lot of hundreds of orphans and families in Africa, in India, even in the United States, in Georgia. We have people in Mississippi. We have people in Tennessee. We have people in Louisiana. Tell you the truth, we did right here, and we retired. God did. God does it.
Amen.
When you live for Him, God makes it feasible for you to help others because you are doing what He said to. That's all you do. Don't look for nobody pat you on your back and say, "Oh, Evangelist, you were so good. You sing. I hear you singing. I'm Deacon Lyon.
a Block Talk Line, how he could.
No, whatever that stuff. That stuff is nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He said, praise the Lord. They said, you said that?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I said, the way he preached was so good. I said, praise the Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen. That's it. That's
you
it.
Know?
God get the glory.
You know,
amen.
To God be the glory. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, because the moment you start letting them there push your head, you know what happened? You got a big head, and now you start walking a big chest, and your chest pushed up. Now God is out. God is out the window. God is going out the window. You see what I'm saying? Because now you're thinking it. We start thinking it's us. It is us because somebody called you up and said, oh, Pastor, oh, you sure know how to preach that word. Oh, Pastor, you were preaching that word. No, please stop. Please stop. To God be the glory. You know,
amen.
You got to stop him because the devil's smart. The devil real, real smart. He's smart and he'll give you just what you he know you need. You need accolades.
Yeah.
The devil will send somebody to give you accolades. And then you stop giving God the glory. You stop giving God the glory. Now you're getting the glory. See what I'm saying?
Amen.
No, you got to learn. You got to learn that stuff. You start getting the glory now. God should be getting the glory, but now you're getting the glory. I can't wait because I know when they come on, they're going to tell me how good I was. And they're going to tell me, oh, Pastor, how you put that word together? Or how will you do it? No. And they say, just praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. To God be the glory. God be the glory.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
It's hard for somebody to give you accolades, but then they give them to you. You say, to God be the glory. Do you see what it was doing with Peter and John in the book of Acts chapter 4? They were giving Peter and John the praise. And what Peter did, Peter stopped and said, no, you know that man, Jesus of Nazareth, that you all denied, and you put him on the cross? This is why this man here stands here whole today. Peter didn't say that they healed the man. He said, no.
Yeah.
We know we prayed for him.
Yeah.
We know we prayed for him. I mean, you got to read through the thing. Peter said, we know we prayed for him, but it wasn't us that healed him.
That's
the same Jesus that you denied is the reason why he's here, standing here holding today. That's what Peter said.
Yeah.
The same Jesus that you denied is why he's standing here holding today. See? If you don't get that, you miss the whole picture. You miss everything. If you don't get that, you miss it. You know?
You got to.
Peter turned that thing right around quick, fast, and hurry. He didn't even let that thing stay in the atmosphere alone. He didn't let it stay in the atmosphere alone. Yeah. They were praising Peter and John. Peter said, no. That same Jesus. He called it all out. That same Jesus of Nazareth. But it has. Peter said Jesus down the road. He said that Jesus of Nazareth. Who you brothers rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Saying when you all denied the one, he's the chief cornerstone. And because of him is why this man is here all today. Shut them right down. Let them know. You got to put people, you got to let them know it's not you. Yeah, you're preaching good. You're preaching well. You're singing real good because God gave you that voice. Yes. But it's not because of me. It's him. He gave me that voice.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the reason why I'm able to sing. If he didn't give me that voice, I can't sing. You know?
Yeah.
You couldn't sing.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
You got to give him the praise. I see you on there now, Mother Grant. Yeah.
Amen, amen. I see where in some churches when choirs get finished singing, people give them a clap. People clap for them, but they should be raising their hands and giving God the glory. That God sung through them. It was God's gift, you know.
Yep.
Amen, amen.
If you clap, you say, praise God for you all. I praise God for you all. You know, you give
God
the glory. I thank God for you all. Well, I was in the church over here. I was one of the leaders in the church over here. And you know, it's good to acknowledge the man of God, the woman of God in the house.
Right.
But you don't see them people, and not one of them people in there and say, praise God, praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. God give us this big $2 million building.
Ooh.
Ain't nobody saying that. No, nice fancy building. I mean, the building is real plush. Real plush, I mean, very plush building. But sure as the pastor comes through, sure as the pastor sits down in his Oh, mm-hmm. while praise mm-hmm. and worship is going on, he is in. Oh, he already mm-hmm. got his message from last night or 2 nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he won't come out. He don't come out the office till the, you know, it's about the last time he know about what time they're going to stop, because they got everything programmed. Mm-hmm. They know when the choir going to stop, and when he walk out that altar, mm-hmm. out his office, and walk into the. Oh, pastor's in the house. Stand up, pastor's in the house. Everybody get on their feet.
Yeah.
You know what I say? It's good to respect the man of God, the woman of God, but Jesus is in the house.
Right.
We all should be on our feet praising God. All of us should be on our feet praising God.
Already.
Giving God,
yes, Lord.
Giving glory. Everybody should
yeah.
be on their feet. Even when the praise and worship is going on, everybody should be on their feet giving God glory. God, look how you allow us to come in the house to worship you. Look at how you let us come in the house to praise you, God. Everybody should be on their feet. But they don't get on their feet. Don't get on their feet. Tell the pastor to come in the house. When the pastor comes through that door and he walk in there for you, everybody on their feet. Everybody on their feet.
Everybody.
I tell you not a lie. Jesus in the house all that time. Nobody's saying, I'm saying a word.
Lord,
nobody's saying a word. You wonder why there's so many sick people in the house. Nobody giving them no
mm-hmm.
glory.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody
all
giving
right.
no glory.
All right. Lord, have mercy.
Mother Grant, you ready?
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
If you're ready, come on in.
Good
morning.
What blessing it is. I think yesterday I must have been get on too late to say you nobody was on there. But praise and giving God thanks for waking me up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Give
yes,
him
Lord.
All the glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I'll be gone next week, go up to Carolina to my daughter, spend some time with her. Just pray for my safe travel. I'm flying, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm going
to
take you safe, and he's going
to
bring you back safe. You're going to carry that plane safe and bring it back safe, because you on that plane.
Praise,
you know?
Praise the Lord.
I tell you, Mother. Because you're on that plane, they're going to get there safe and get back safe. I remember one time, Mother, before you start to read, let me give you a story. One time I was going to Africa, and we had to stop in Amsterdam for half a day or so. We had to stay a long time. We were there. Feel like it was like a week. It feels so long. You know, you got to go another thing, because it's 22 hours flight. It's a 22-hour flight. So we stopped in Amsterdam, and then when we changed to the plane, or the plane refueled or something, we got up in the air, and we leave Amsterdam. We're way up there now. You never know. Man, I thought it was a long flight. You don't know where you are. We passed over the Alps mountains, the big giant mountains, I'm telling you. Beautiful sight, though, in the snow. They cover snow. They're so high up in the air. I feel like they were touching the sky. And then the plane started to shake, mother. Oh, my God, it seemed like it was a ghost outside the plane shaking that plane. I hear people talk about that air, we call them air pockets and stuff. Man, that plane was shaking. Man, this woman, Caucasian lady, was sitting there, and she had two adopted daughters or something, because they didn't look like her. They were darker. But either way, they was trembling. And I could see them girls was frightened, because the plane really felt like it was going to fall apart. And I looked over to them and said, look, I said, ma'am, you can comfort your daughters. This plane is not going down. I'm on assignment for the Lord. And they look at me bewildered. I said, yeah, I'm on assignment for the Lord. This plane going to get to where we going. And I laid down, I let rest back and went to sleep. And next thing I know, we was in Nairobi. That plane had leveled out, and we went right into Nairobi. So once you're in that plane, God going to protect that plane. And you're going to get there safe, and you're going to get back home safe. Go ahead and read for us. Go ahead, Mother.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Say, I am preparing you for what is on the road ahead, just around the bend.
take time to be still in my presence so that I can strengthen you.
Mm-hmm.
The barrier you begin, the more you need this time apart with me. So many people think that that time spent with me is a luxury. They cannot afford. As a result, they live and work in their own strength until that becomes depleted. Then they either cry out to me for help or turn away in bitterness.
Uh-huh.
How much better it is to walk close to me, depend on my strength and trusting me in every situation. If you live in this way, you will do less, but accomplish far more. Your unburied peace, unharried peace, pace of living will stand out in a rush, crazy age. Some people may dang you crazy, but many more will be blessed by your peacefulness. Walk in the light with me, and you will reflect me to the matching world. Isaiah 64:4, John 15:5, Psalms 36:9. I am your refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, you do not need to be afraid of anything, but even circumstances, the media are increasingly devoted to fear, introduction, subject matter, terrorism, serial killers, environmental, catastrophe, catastrophe. If you focus on which danger and forget that I am your refuge, in all circumstances you will become increasingly fearful. Every day I manifest my grace in countless places and situations, but the media take no notice. I shower not only blessing, but I also outright miracle on your planet. As you grow closer to me, I open your eyes to see more and more of my presence all around you, things that most people hardly notice, like shifting shade or sunlight fill you with heart-bursting joy. You have eyes that see and ears that hear. No proclaim by abiding present in the world. Psalms 46:1, 3, Psalms 89:15-16. May God and his blessing to his word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mother. That was right on the money. I tell you, that was right on the money. Because we're talking about spiritual backsliding within the church and divisiveness and immaturity was the subtitle. And you hit right inside there. You know, we have to know who we are and whose we are. We have to focus on the things that God has placed for us to focus on, not the things that men wants us to focus on. You know, and that's a lot of stuff. We're seeing a lot of stuff going on right now in the houses of, I call it the house of men, because some of them is not the church of God, not the house of God, you know, because the people that have the dry ice and all this foolishness coming up out the altar now,
You don't have to do that for God. God is already omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. We don't have to do it. All we need to do is study the Word of God, proclaim the Word of God, live the Word of God, be the Word of God. That's all we need to do. God will do the rest. He'll do the rest. That's all we need to do. You know, glory to God. Be the person that God called you to be. Be the person that God called you to be. God will exhort you in due time, due season. He will exhort you. He will exhort you. And always remember, I'll remember this. People have called Jesus all kinds of names that they couldn't even put in the Bible. Believe me. They called him names they couldn't put in the Bible. And the Bible said that he didn't even say a mumbling word. He went to the cross. Like a lamb to the slaughter. Didn't say a mumbling word. But as soon as somebody in the church is talking something, say, I ain't going back to that church. They don't like me over there. They call me names. Well, what did they do to Jesus? Even as much as they crucified him, you couldn't bear the nails in your feet or your hands. You couldn't, I know I couldn't bear them thorns he had on his head. I know I couldn't. I ain't going to tell nobody. I ain't going to take the thorns and they push them down through my skin. They didn't just take them thorns and rest them on top of his head like a crown. They pushed them on his head because blood started coming down his face. After the thorns went on his head, they forced them on his head. They didn't take a little plastic nail and nail his feet. They went through the bone. You could hear. My God, even I think about it, you could hear the bone just cracking as that big old spike. Eating spike was going through his feet. I could hear the bones cracking. They didn't nail him in the palm of his hand, like they show you on the TV. They nailed him in his wrist. If they nailed him in his hand, in his palm of his hand, it would have tore out. It would have tore out. But they nailed him in the bone of his wrist. They nailed him on the cross. You could hear the bone just cracking as the spike went through the bone. And they nailed him with a three-pound sledgehammer to make sure that nail would go, the spike will go through his foot and through his arm. And we complain when somebody says the slightest thing about our name. We can't do this well enough, or we can't do that well enough. We don't want to go on the line. We don't want to go to church. We don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to hear her. I don't want to hear him. But we think we're going to heaven. Don't fool yourself with that foolishness. We think we're going to heaven. And we hear our brothers and sisters. Can't fellowship with your brother or sister here on earth. And you think you're going to heaven to the big choir. You think you're going to be in a big choir in heaven. Oh, what foolish people we are. Oh, what foolish people we are. Father, forgive us. Forgive us so we think that we're more than we are. Forgive us, Father, for thinking that we're more than we are.
Oh, yes, Jesus.
Thinking we're more than we are.
Now, God.
Jesus told him in the book of Matthew, how can you say you love me and you don't love the one you see? You don't love your brother and sister that you see every day. You can say you love her or you love him, but your actions say something that's different.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes it's better don't talk with some people because they talk on all this foolish yang yang, and you don't want to get your spirit filled with a whole bunch of yang yang. You don't want to get your spirit filled with yang yang, so it's better don't talk.
Amen.
Folk want to get you in a debate with this body saying this and the debate of that body saying that. Don't get yourself tied up in that foolishness. That foolishness. Your spirit is not for that. It's like seeing a glass full of poison. You know it's poison, and you're going to go drink it. Because you see you're safe. You're foolish. You're going to die. Let me tell you straight up, you're going to die. That's poison in that glass, but you're going to say, because I'm saved, I'm going to go drink it. Because God said, I could take a serpent and not going to do anything. I drink poison, I wouldn't die. You're foolish. God said, you got to use wisdom. You know somebody going to talk some stupid, idiotic stuff that don't give God glory. Matter of fact, it's going to mess your spirit up.
It's going to mess your spirit up.
If the person start talking all that yin-yang. You was feeling good this morning. You was feeling good about Jesus, and all of a sudden they start talking that stuff. Now you got a sad day. Your day don't become sad. So where do you put your seven at? Where you put your seven at? To prove that you're a good person. You don't got to prove to nobody. The only person you got to prove that you're a good person to is Jesus. And he knows you ain't got to do nothing. He knows if you're good, he knows if you're bad, because he watches you all day long, all night long. While you're sleeping, he watches you. When you're awake, he watches you.
Amen.
You ain't got to do nothing to prove that to him. You know,
that's right.
You want to prove something to this body or that body. God said, no, you ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. Just live your life. Live for me. Live for me. That's all you got to do. Live for me.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus.
Just live
for
me.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
My God, I'm so excited about him. I tell you something. I'm excited about him.
Thank
now the line is open. The line is open.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody they want to give God some glory, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Give God some glory. If you heard something you want to talk about, come on in. If not, we're going to ask the evangelist to pray and close us out, because we've done what the Lord said to do.
Yes, God.
Okay, evangelist, pray and close us out. Thank you.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you this morning, God, thanking you most of all, Lord, for all what you've done for us, Lord, and what you're about to do for us, Lord, in our lives, in our family life, amen, enemies' life, friends' life, Lord Jesus, because you told us in your word, Lord, to cast our cares upon you, God, because you care about us, you're concerned about us, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you this morning, God. The word, hallelujah, that was brought, God, in the name of Jesus, encouraging word, God. It will give us strength throughout this day, God. It will just, hallelujah, Father God. It will keep us in your presence throughout this day, God, because you want, hallelujah, it was read to us, God. Hallelujah, from Mother Grant, God, talking about us being in your presence, God. Hallelujah, Father God. We stay in your presence, God. Hallelujah. We have peace. We have love. And we have joy, understanding, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We'll be able, hallelujah, to hold our peace as you fight our battle, God. God, we just thank you this morning, Jesus. We thank you for those words of encouragement, God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Oh, God, everyone that's on the prayer line this morning, God, hallelujah. Bless them. Strengthen them, God. Keep them, God. In the name of Jesus, letting them know, God, that you are their God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You, they're all in all, God. Anything they need or want, God, you said in your word, you supply all their need, God. Let them continue to believe that, God. Trust that. Trust in you, God, and trust your word, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them continue to practice that in their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and Lord, let them counteract all the negativity, God. Hallelujah. When hallelujah come their way today, God, we just, hallelujah, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, God, that they would counteract it with your word, God. Your word is powerful than a two-edged sword, God. And Lord, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah. For all everybody else's word, God. Hallelujah, it's going to be done away with, God. Hallelujah, everybody else, where God is not able to stand, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Everybody else, where it is discouraging, God. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah, this discouraging, God. Hallelujah, don't have nothing to stand on, God. Hallelujah, can't you depend on others' word, God? But we sure can depend on your word, God. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we praise
thank
you. We give
Lord.
You glory. We give you honor, God. And we pray for these sanctuaries that's open in your name, God. Hallelujah. Teaching the people, God. Teaching your people to love you. Teaching your people, hallelujah, to stand on your word. Teaching your people, God. Hallelujah. Prepare. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prepare what the darkness come, God. Teaching your people, God, to hold on to you, God. Teaching your people, hallelujah, to practice your word in their lives, God. Teaching your people to be strong, God. Hallelujah. Teaching your people to look to the hills from where their help comes from, God. Hallelujah, that they will praise you and you alone, God. Not man, God, but to praise you, God. Hallelujah, because you worthy, you worthy to be praised, God. You worthy to be magnified, God. You worthy, you God, just get the glory, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless your leaders, God. Hallelujah, everywhere, north, south, east, and west, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, let, hallelujah, hold on, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep these leaders strong, God. Keep them encouraged, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them know, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to depend on you, God. Not the people, not the congregation, God, but depend on you, hallelujah, to help them, God. Hallelujah, to support them, God.
You,
in the name of Jesus, to look to you, God, and you alone, God. You're going to help them. You're going to support them, God, in the name. You're going to make a way out of no way for them, God,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we thank you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, we give you praise, God. And, Lord, these children, God, these children, God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them look to you as never before, Father God. Oh, God, take those games out of their hearts, God. Hallelujah, every time, hallelujah, they're making new games, God. New games to draw more and more, hallelujah, in the clutches of the enemy, God. But God, put a stop to it, God. Oh, God, cancel any more games that they come up with, God. Let the parents see, God. Let the parents see, God. Let them open up their eyes, God, for who, what the children is watching, God. What the children is doing, God, behind those closed doors, God. Hallelujah. Take the doors out the marriages, God. In the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
and go in that room and see what they're doing and what they're not doing. Be good parents in the name of Jesus. Be strong parents in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take your children to church. Don't, hallelujah, have nobody to pick them up. You go with them. You take them to church. You teach them.
Yes,
you be a good parent. You be a strong parent in the name of Jesus. Be a godly parent in the name of Jesus. Don't party with your children. Don't party with them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray over the food.
Jesus.
Sit at the table with all of them, all of you, as a family. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Be a family, be a godly family in the name of Jesus. Be concerned about your children and let them be concerned about you in your age. Hallelujah. You preparing them when you go on. Hallelujah. That they will have love. They'll have peace. They'll have consideration about you. They'll appreciate you in the name of Jesus because God has instilled it in their hearts in the name of Jesus. Start now. Train them in the way they should go in the name of Jesus. Even when they're teenagers. Hallelujah. If you didn't train them, hallelujah, get your training from God. Get your direction from God. How to be a good parent. How to be a strong parent. In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch God. Touch companions, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Touch them to be good fathers, God. Good mothers, God. In the name of Jesus, God. And help them, God. Strengthen them, God. Keep them, God. Keep them, God. And Lord, let them stay on their knees, Lord. Lord, pray that they get on their knees, God. And pray and get you help. Get help from you, God. Hallelujah. Get strength from you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help this world, God. Help these world leaders, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they won't do anything,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 against the people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let these leaders come together in peace, God. Let them come together, hallelujah, in agreement, God, in the name of Jesus, for the sake of the people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I heard some of them went to the border, God, to have a hearing, God, hallelujah, but one party boycotted, God. They didn't even go, God. But that's wrong, God. They ought to come together, God. They acting so childish, God. Help them, God. Help them to be mature, God, in the name of Jesus. And they want to get up on the TV and talk about God this and God that. God, you convict them, God. Convict them, God. Convict them, God. Convict their man. Convict their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. They'll come together. Come together and work this out concerning the border crisis, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless Apostle Calendar. Bless him and his family, God, his household, God. Strengthen him even more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Raise him on up higher in you as never before, Father God. Bless him going in and coming out, dear Master, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, work his heart's desires out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let him be continue to be the head and not the tail, God. Continue to be the first and not the last, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen his body right now, God, from the crown of his head, God, to the sole of his feet, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I just come against any pain when I attack him, God. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you keep him covered with your blood, God. He's your child, God. He's your leader. He's your man serving, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, bless his wife as never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless her going and coming, God. Keep her covered with your blood, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The one that brought the word today, God. The one that brought the word yesterday, I wasn't able to hear, God. Bless them, God. Strengthen them, God. Encourage them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless their household, God, in the name of Jesus. Mother Grant, God, bless her. Keep her, God. Strengthen her. Encourage her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Deacon Frazier, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless him. Keep him, God. Strengthen him, God. Encourage him, God. Bless him. Hallelujah, prayer line, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless everyone on the prayer line, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Strength, God. Peace
yes,
in the
Lord.
Air. Peace in the air. In Jesus' name. In Jesus'
thank
name.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
And Father, we
amen.
Thank you for keeping us evangelistically, the Lord. We thank you for keeping her
yes.
sons and daughters and grandchildren. We thank you for
yes.
keeping all the concern her, Lord, for you promising your word that you will perfect that which concerneth her. Lord, we ask you, God, even in the midst of the flood and the mudslides, Lord God, that you're not alone, any hurt, harm, or danger to befall her or her family, Lord. And even those that don't know you, Lord God, allow them to see your power. Allow them to see your glory, Lord God. We ask for your protection over them, Lord God. Lord, even for the ones that mock your name, God, allow them to bow down. They will bow down, for your word said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord to the glory of God. And, oh, God, we lift up Apostle Stewart, oh, God, and Pastor Joyce Stewart. We thank you for their ministry, Lord. We thank you for their love for your people, oh, God. God, they have your heart, oh, God. Lord, they give, oh, God, they're so into your kingdom, Lord God. They're so into the homeless, the fatherless, the motherless, the orphans. Lord, we ask you, God, to cause men to sow back into their ministry, to sow back into what you have given them to watch over, Lord God. We ask, oh, God, that you protect Pastor Joyce when she go out and she go into the sick and shut in, Lord God, to minister to them, Lord. We ask, God, that you send forth the heavenly host, oh, God, before her car, oh, God, to go before her, Lord God, to surround her car, oh God, even when she goes shopping, Lord. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you protect her going to the grocery store, oh God, wherever she's going with her grandchildren or children. Lord God, we ask to cover them too, Lord God. Cover everything that concerns her. Lord, we ask you to put a hedge around the building. The church building, oh God, and protect the church, oh God. And Father, we'll be careful to give you glory and honor. Lord, we lift up Apostle Linda Washington and Bishop James Washington, Apostle Millie Jefferson, and all those that are part that used to be here, Lord, with us, Lord. We lift Evangelist Darlene Campbell, oh God, Prophetess Jackie Tazwell, oh God. We lift her up, oh God, Evangelist Tina Woodson, Lord. We lift her up, Evangelist Brown and Apostle Brown, Lord, we lift them up, oh God. Apostle LeGrant, Lord God, Evangelist Sheila, Lord God, we lift them up. Evangelist Curtis, Lord, we lift them up. The men and women of God that come in here from time to time, Lord God, we ask, oh God, that you declare God the truth, oh God. Prophetess Kersey and Minister Jones, Lord God, we ask, oh God, that you continue to watch over them, that you keep them, oh God, healthy, oh God, and secure, God. God, cause them to prosper in all their goings, oh God. We ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you touch this United States of America, God. We are praying now for divine supernatural outpouring of your anointing over this nation, God. God, we come in repenting, oh God, asking your forgiveness for our sins. For our sins are many. They're ever before us, oh God. God, we can't close our eyes to our sins because you see them all. Lord, we ask, God, for your forgiveness. We ask you to wash us, cleanse us in your blood, oh God. Cleanse us from the north to the south, from the east to the west, oh God. Lord, we ask you to go around this nation, oh God, and begin to uproot and pull down that thing, oh God, that's causing your people, oh God, to deviate from the truth, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you move in your mighty, with your mighty armor and everything that you have, God. Release the glory over this nation, oh God. God, they're fighting, oh God, and they're determined to kill each other. But Lord, we ask you to hold back the hand of the strong man because you are stronger than the strong man. You are the mighty God. You are the great I am. You are the living of the valley. You are the early morning star, the land of the tribal people. Mighty God, you are the one that sit high and see low. God, you are the first and the last, oh God. Yes, Lord, you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Father, we thank you. We praise you, oh God. You are the lily of the valley. Oh, mighty God, we ask you to rain down on us. We feel like Jose right now, God. We ask you to rain down righteousness upon us as we wait on you, oh God. Wait on you, God, to rain on us, to rain righteousness upon us, oh God. Because without the righteousness of God, we are not able to stand before God. We ask you today, Lord God, to wash us, oh God. Wash us afresh, oh God. Oh God, wash us afresh, not just our garments, but be like Peter, not just my hand, oh God, but my whole body. Oh God, wash us all over, Lord. Wash it from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, God. We ask you to cleanse us from the inside out. Mighty God, we ask you to help us to speak truth in love. Oh God, let us not let the enemy stop us from loving on each other. Let us not allow the enemy to stop us from caring from each other. Oh mighty God, we ask you to move by your spirit, oh God, because your words are not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, save the Lord. Oh God, we ask you, oh God, you're the same God that sends them this ship, oh God. God, you speak to the ocean and they become smooth, oh God. Lord, God, that you can walk on it, Lord. We pray today in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you prepare the table before us in the presence of our enemies. Lord, we are praying that you continue to anoint our head with oil, Lord, and you cause our cups to run over, oh God, with gladness, oh God, with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Oh, Father, we are praying today in the name of Jesus for the sons and daughters that have been lost, misused, oh God. We are praying, oh God, for that woman that has been abused, oh God, has been molested, oh God. We are praying today, Lord God, that you set the captives free, God. We come against every satanic agenda, every, oh God, every warlock, every soothsayer, every juju worker. Lord, we come against them right now in the name of Jesus. Now we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're lifting up the continent of Africa right now, and we come against every warlock and every witch, oh God. Every juju worker, every, oh God, spirit, oh God, of the spirit of Tanzania, oh God, we come against it. We come against those spirits, oh God, of the marine spirits, oh God, we come against them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare and decree, oh God, that you are causing the rain to fall even right now in the dry and parched lands, oh God, where there's no vegetation, cause the rain to fall, that they would have food to eat, oh God, that the food would come up speedily, because you can do it speedily, because a year is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like a day. Lord, we're praying right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you begin to make provisions for those that need provisions, oh God. Lord God, we are praying, cause the rich to give to the poor instead of taking from the poor. Lord God, we are praying right now in the name of Jesus for every marriage right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to seal the marriages. You said what God has put together, let no man put a son to God. Seal every marriage. Seal every marriage under the sounding of my voice right now. Father, we are praying for the teachers right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We ask you, oh God, to cause the teachers to have open eyes and open hearts. Oh God, not just teaching, but preaching. Oh God, we ask them to have an open heart, oh God, for the kids, oh God. And Father, we ask you, God, that you touch the hearts of the kids, that they begin to respect the teachers and not bring in school guns and knives, oh God, that they bring a pencil and a rubber. An eraser. They go to school with an eraser and a pencil, not a knife and a gun. Lord, we pray today
in the name of Jesus, that you protect every principal in the schools. Oh, God, we lift up the police department. God, we ask you, oh God, to remove the bad, abusive police officers. Remove them from the police department, oh God. And, Lord, do a revamping in the police force right now, God. And, Lord, we ask, oh God, oh, yes, Lord, that you call the superintendents, the lieutenants, and all those that are high in the high position in the police department, that they begin to open their eyes and to see those bad apples and remove those bad apples, oh God. Lord, we ask you to have the citizens to begin to respect the police officers. Let them respect the law. Oh God, when they don't respect the law don't respect them, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, for every doctor, every nurse, oh God, every judge, every magistrate. Lord, we ask you to move, oh God. We want to see change, Lord. If you don't change them, they're not going to change. Lord God, we ask you to touch the hearts and minds of the people, oh God. Lord God, we ask, Lord, that you cause the pastors to begin to love the congregation, not just for what the congregation can do, but let them begin to love and serve the congregation with a heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, begin to love them, oh God, as a shepherd loves the sheep, oh God. We are praying in the name of Jesus, oh God. We are praying for change right now, God. We are praying for change. Lord, we are praying for change. Lord, we come right now bowing at the cross right now. We are bowing at the foot of the cross with a heart of repentance, oh God, and we repent for those that don't know how to repent, oh God. We ask you to help them to turn away from their wickedness, oh God. Well, wicked people do wicked things, oh God. We ask you to help them to turn away from the wickedness, oh God, and let the righteous man stand up for righteousness, oh God. Let the holy man stand up for holiness. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Father God. We praise you, oh God, for the stars will be the stars, the moon will be the moon, and the sun will be the sun, because you placed them there, Lord God. Lord, even they're trying to say that they can darken out the moon and they can darken out the sun, but they cannot darken what you have caused light to shine. Oh, Father, because it's your light, God. It's your light in the sky. It's your light in the heavens, oh God. Yes. Father, we are thanking you right now. We praise you right now. We praise you for your, oh God, your manifestation of your glory right now. We are praying you, oh God, for your power. We are praising you for your authority. We are praising you for your love, for your kindness, for your long suffering, oh God. Oh God, for giving us life when you should have given us death, Lord. We are thanking you, God, for giving us health when you should have let us stay sick, Lord God. But you give us life, Lord God, and let go abundantly. Almighty God, you are so mighty. No one compares to you, Lord God. God, you work when we are not even know that you're working. When we can't see you're working, Lord God. When we don't know you're working. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. And even as we leave this land, but never your presence, oh God, we ask you to come here to bless us to understand. Bless us to hear, bless us to see, oh God. Bless us to have a life to live to please you, oh God. We pray, Father God, Lord, that we would not try to exalt you, Father, but we'll exalt you, Lord. We'll magnify you in everything that we say and everything that we do, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray today, God, for healing all over this nation, Lord God. The people are full of hatred, oh God. Lord, we pray for healing from the spirit of hatred right now. God, I come against the spirit of hatred right now. I come against the spirit of backbiting and, oh God, gossip. Yes, God, I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Father, I pray for Deacon Fraser's mother. I ask you to heal her body. Heal her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Yes, I pray for his father, Lord God, that you do for his father what no one else can do, Lord. Yes, you are a mighty God, oh God, and you're the God that searches high and low, God. You see the things that are hidden, oh God, and everything that's hidden, God, is made known to you, Lord God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you bring deliverance to our nation, oh God. You bring restoration to our nation, oh God. Our nation is sinking in sin. Oh God, only you can wake up our nation, oh God. I ask you to wake it up out of darkness, oh God, and let it come into the light, oh God. Draw it into the light, God. No one can come except you, God. Draw our nation into the light. Not only our nation, but the nations of the world, oh God. Draw them in, oh God. Draw them in. Draw the UN. Draw the UN into the light, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for Ukraine. We pray for Russia. We pray for Germany. God, we pray for France, God. We pray for Iraq and Iran, for Syria, oh God, for Turkey, oh God, for Egypt, Lord God. We pray for Jerusalem, we pray for Israel. Lord, we are praying for the nations of the world, oh God, that they will come to a better understanding even right now, God, that you are God and God alone, oh God. You don't need nobody to do your work. God, you are God all by yourself, oh God. Lord, we ask you today, oh God, to forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us, oh God. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but you deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless you all and keep you.
And may the Lord cause his face to shine upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you coming and God bless you going. Hallelujah. God continue to make you the head and not the tail.
Amen.
That he set you above and not beneath. That he make you the lender and not the borrower. Everything that you've been praying for, God said it's yours. He has already released it for us already. In the name of Jesus, you will begin to see manifestations coming shortly for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us, so that we can continue to do the will of God. In Jesus' name, we'll see you all. We'll be back here tomorrow. Same time, same place. If the Lord say the same. In Jesus' holy name, we love you, but God loves you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Bye-bye.